All right, it must be Monday at 5 o'clock in Cleveland because we're here, the issues, the people, and the community. I'm your host, Pastor Aaron Phillips, Senior Pastor of the Sure House Baptist Church, right here in Cleveland, Ohio, located at 11318 Miles Avenue. We always say best place to be on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And we also are on Facebook Live every Sunday at 9. You can catch our live worship, or you can catch up on it on Facebook. You can also go to our website, surehousebaptistchurch.org, surehousebaptistchurch.org, and you can catch up and reach us, and we'll get back to you. And I also have the extreme privilege and honor to serve as the executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, which is an amalgamation of all of the African-American clergy groups in greater Cleveland area. And we just thank God for our leaders, our pastors, who are doing an excellent job during the midst of this pandemic. We have come together as we know that we are better off together than we all apart. So we thank God. I also am privileged to have, at least for the first half an hour, my dynamic co-host, Dr. Gwendolyn Jarvis. Dr. Jarvis, are you there?
Yes, I am. For shiny, right. Well, whatever they song they sing in elementary school. Yeah, I'm fine. And how are you, Pastor?
I'm doing fantastic. Glad to be in the land of the living. Anytime you wake up in the morning, you can say, thank God, put your feet on the floor. Say hallelujah to his name. And you can be able to talk and say, give him the glory. So I appreciate this being able. And I thank God because he certainly is able. He's a way maker and keeps on making a way out of no way for me. I tell you, Dr. Jarvis, we got a filled show today. We've got we're trying to reach out to some of our state representatives. We got to talk about this House Bill 22. The hearing is this coming Thursday. We're going to take some people down there oppose it. And I'm going to try to reach our state reps. They can call in and give us some information about how to send a statement, how to be there on time, and how we can proceed to make sure our voices are heard. But first, before we get to that, we're going to have our attorney general, we call him that, is our Stan Jackson from the Cochran Law Firm, who's doing a magnificent job in representing our community in the multiple shooting cases. He's the man to call. Reverend Dr. Al Sharpton has Benjamin Crook. And Dr. Jarvis, we have Stan Jackson, and I thank God for him. He's doing an excellent job in making sure he stands up for peace, justice, and making sure we get our voices are heard. So he's going to join us at 5:15. He's going to do a couple of segments. Get ready to call 216-578-1490, 216-578-1490. Dr. Jarvis, one of the things I wanted to ask attorney Stan Jackson is what is his take on the George Floyd murder trial of the officer who is being tried. I don't like to call his name, tried for murder. And I listened as much as I could. It's the defense closing argument went almost 3 hours, Dr. Jarvis. And when you talk that long to 12 people, they're not done. They tuned you out after 45 minutes. So he really was just talking. It wasn't paying him any attention. And that's not the way he was going, reviewing every piece of evidence, reviewing everything as if they did not know what he was talking about, as if he had to explain to them like they're, children. And I think that's going to come back, and he's going to regret that approach, making up these various reasons for, other than the fact that the officer's knee was on his neck and in his back. He has every other excuse, from him being a drug addict to him being high, to him having a bad health condition because he had a bad heart, or because even, dig this one, Dr. Jarvis, even the gas fumes from the police car They're trying to blame everything and everybody else but the person who was actually responsible for the murder of our beloved brother, George Floyd. So I really want to hear what he has to say about that and his take as the jury begins their deliberations today. And I don't know. I think we'll get a verdict sooner than what we think. But you just never know. You know, you never know. We have yet to get a police officer, a white police officer, has yet to be convicted of a murder, of a murder charge by that has led against him by the state. We have not had anyone, any police officer, that has been found guilty. I will tell you, the Mr. Brillo, he went to trial for shooting young Tamir Rice, and he had a jury trial. I'm sorry, he didn't have a jury trial. He just had a judge try the case, and the judge let him off. So we know that, and that was clear. He was clear. He did not have to kill him. But, and that, that was clear. Clear as day, and if I could, if I had the ability, I would just show everybody on who's listening today, I would put that out on the internet and let them see how horrible and what disregard this officer had for Tamir Rice. So we got a lot to talk about, a lot going on this in the city of Cleveland. We also want to remind folks this coming Saturday, unless there's a snowstorm, this coming Saturday we're going to be demonstrating for the vaccination as a march to save lives. Meet us at 105 at noon in the Superior. We're going to march down the streets of Cleveland and empower and inform our community how important it is for us to take the shot. We got to take that shot, and we're going to get out there in the streets, march to take the shot. So we're looking for you to be there. Please, ma'am, and please, sir, call somebody even right now. Put it on your calendar. Mark it down that Thursday, on Saturday, you're going to be at the demonstration for vaccination march. Demonstration for vaccination march this Saturday at high noon. We're going to walk down and have marching bands and singing and just a fun festive event and encouraging people. You need to get the shot. We'll be taking people to get the shot on that day as well. Actually, we'll also be signing up people to take the shot who need some food. We're going to be distributing food boxes on that on Saturday as well. So we're giving the food away, Dr. Jarvis. We're going to encourage people, grab this food from the Department of Agriculture, get on this food. But most importantly, did you get your shot? We can sign you up for you to go get them immediately. So I'll tell you, that's what we're working on, working towards, Dr. Jarvis, and we want to make sure we get the word out as soon as possible.
Okay. I'm
all
ready.
Right, so we are ready. We got a lot to talk. Get ready to put your seatbelt on. We're getting ready to go, go, go. 216-578-1490. 216-578-1490. Dr. Jarvis, what else did you do over the weekend?
Let me see. It was so kind of chilly, but sun was shining, so I went and sat out with my great-grandchildren, and we just enjoyed the fresh air. So it was fun. It's fun. And then today, I love, even though I have a balcony, I enjoy dressing it up. So I dressed up my balcony today. So I like that.
Oh,
I love.
Okay.
I had purple violets and purple pansies. And I like pansies because that's my grandmother's name. I loved her. She loved purple, and so do I.
All right. Sounds interesting. Sounds like you had a good weekend.
Yeah,
a great weekend. We were busy this weekend. I'll tell
you. Oh, darn, Pastor. Let me interject something. And I also took time to listen to our service yesterday.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that you joining us by Facebook. That's the beauty of these platforms, that you don't have to be in the physical space to be in the place. And we appreciate that. Thank you, Dr. Jarvis, for enhancing our worship service experience and watching us on Facebook. Make sure you share that with your friends and let folks know. We need you, Dr. Jarvis, to be a witness for the goodness of Jesus Christ and the anointed church that God has delivered into our hands at Sure House Baptist Church. So we share that with somebody. I'm looking forward to you bringing your family members coming this week?
Hopefully. That's the plan.
Hopefully. Okay, that's the plan. Looking forward to that.
That's the plan.
I have to, I was expecting my grandson to come here, Dr. Jarvis, if you recall. But it turns out, because of COVID, they don't have chaperones on the plane anymore. So he's just 14, so he can't, and so he could not fly by himself because he's only 14 years old. So I'm going to go and get my grandboy and bring him back here myself.
We got to do what we got to do.
And I'll take him back. I'll take him back whenever I get ready. He's ready to come. He teared up and was upset, and I was told him I'm upset too, but you're going to get here. Your papa going to see you, so it's going to be okay. It's going to be just fine. So, yes, Dr. Jarvis, we got a full plate today with all the things that's going on, and we always are talking about and promoting the jobs that the Cleveland Clergy Coalition has, our transportation fees led by Deacon Al Shivers. We're going to be taking some folks to work starting tomorrow, I believe, out to a die casting company out in the eastern suburbs. So we're utilizing our vans and we're putting folks in them so they can get to work. We believe in folks going to work and having the economic resources that they need. And these are good paying jobs. They start at $15 an hour, $15 an hour. And they're looking for some more folks. You can just give us a call, and we'll direct you to Brother Shivers, Shivers at 216-578-1490, 216-578-1490. We greatly appreciate you, and thank God for you tuning in today. Well, Dr. Jarvis, as we get ready to go to on our first break, we got to hear from our attorney Stan Jackson. He's getting ready to get on the line. I'm going to confirm that. He says he's available. And that's what I really love about Attorney Jackson. All you got to do, he's only a call away. The Johnny Cochran Law Firm, his number is 216-333-333. Dr. Jarvis, get us out of here.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cleveland Clergy Coalition another Monday afternoon from 5 o'clock to 6:30. We're from 6 to 6:30. We have what's called Hot Sauce. No interruptions, where you can call in about your comments and remarks. This is WERE 1490 on the dial, Radio 1, Urban Radio Search, serving the African-American community for over 40 years. Oh, my gosh, that's almost a lifetime. And you're welcome to call in at area code 216-578-1490, where the wonderful host that we have is the Reverend Dr. Aaron Phillips, BJ of Sure House Baptist Church, where you can hear him every Sunday morning. We'll be back in a minute. The letter ain't dying
of Judah, Lord God, mighty in heaven. Interested in learning about home ownership? Want to know what help is out there? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency will give you the tools you'll need and tell you how you could qualify for help with your down payment and closing costs. Visit myohiohome.org.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tea and Honey with Dr. Gwen Jarvis. I was born, raised, and educated locally, weekly to bring tea leaves of my own experience, talents, and training as bold and boundless as a butterfly to enlighten, inspire, and uplift our community and beyond. With stems on education, health, community, civic, spiritual, and the joys of life. Thursdays, 5 p.m., WERE, 1490 a.m., join me for tea.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
I've been a disruptor all my life, and I started this podcast to challenge conventional thinking and stereotypes around the Black community and Black men. Not all Black men are rappers, not all Black men are athletes, and most Black men are not thugs. If you believe we can change the narrative, if you believe we can change our communities, if you believe we can change the outcomes, then we can change the world. I'm Rob Richardson. Welcome to Disruption Now.
You can find Disruption Now anywhere you listen to podcasts or by going to disruptionnow.com.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
Okay, I think we're back. Is that right, Leo? We're back. All right, we're back to Issues of People in the Community. Thank you, Leo, the greatest engineer in the city of Cleveland, Cuyahoga County, state of Ohio, in the world. My main man, Leo. As soon as we get through with this COVID, Leo, we got to get you a steak dinner, Rip Captain. Yeah. But listen, we are so glad to be back here today. We're waiting for our Attorney General. Attorney Stan Jackson is getting ready to call in, and we've got some poignant questions to ask. Get ready to call 216. All right. 216-578-1490. 216-578-1490. Well, we're joined, as we are, we hope to be joined every third Monday, provided a segment for our Attorney General, Attorney Stan Jackson of the Cochran Law Firm. Attorney Jackson, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for just staying on the front line with us, Attorney Jackson. I really appreciate you, and you're a great warrior, and we are blessed and highly favored because you are always on the case when it comes to these police-related shootings and injustices that's happening to and in the African-American community. So I just want to say thank you for all the great work that you continue to do. Let me have you been keeping up with the George Floyd murder trial?
Yes, I have.
Okay, can you give us your take? I was saying before you got on, I was able to watch the closing arguments, and I tell you, a guy, I was waiting for him to just be quiet. He went on for about 3 hours, Attorney, and I couldn't believe it. I said, I know he's lost that audience. But kind of tell me your take on the entire case and anything, any commentary that you may need to share with us.
You know, when I look at the case, you know, I think most of America, this is a one-off situation where, you know, an officer, you know, used it for everyone else.
Attorney Jackson, you're going in and out. I don't know what that, is that right, Leo? This is going in and out on my end.
Same here.
Okay, I know he's there, but we've got a poor connection. Okay. All right, well, we're coming right back. He's been paying attention and watching the trial of the murderer of George Floyd. I don't like calling the fellow's name, so I call the trial. So the trial is really about George Floyd, not about the defendant. So that's why this is a trial that's got to happen. And I will tell you, I hope these jurors make the right and smart decision and find him guilty, not because we want him to be found guilty, but because he is guilty. So we want him to be found guilty because he is guilty, because we saw it with our very own eye. So he can keep saying that our perception is off and all those kinds of things. And our perception may be off, but we certainly, it wasn't off when we saw that officer's neck, knee in George Floyd's back. That's no question about our perspective, our history, or how we came to the table. Do we got him back there, Leo? Okay. All right. So you can give us a call, 216-578-1490. Dr. Jarvis, you said you're not even watching that stuff. Tell
no,
us
I had to stop watching it because I'm not a television watcher. But that is, mm-hmm. It was so depressing and so mm-hmm. unfair, unethical. And I don't know mm-hmm. who raised this person, where his pants are. And I ask myself all the time, where is the Bible? Because I know when he became an officer, he had to put his hand on something. So where's your conscience? Right. How could you even sleep at night? Do you have
right.
children? What are you going to tell them? It's like people don't right. think that it could even happen to them. I don't know.
You're absolutely right. That's why we have to heighten awareness about the situation. And you know what's really what gets me, Dr. Jarvis, is I think they said 10 miles off down the road and right there again in Minnesota, officer shot a young black man. Her claim is that she was pulling her taser, but she pulled her gun and shot into him. And I don't know how you mistake a gun from a taser. The weight is a lot different. They feel a lot different. And I will
exactly.
tell you that that doesn't sound like some BS to me. I can't believe you fixed your mouth to say that.
Me too. I don't know how people can sleep at night. I really don't. Right. You know what? Let me tell you what happened to me as a child. My mother would only let me go to May Company with my friends every other week shopping because she particularly didn't really care for these kids a bit. But anyway, so what I did,
right.
I stole a bracelet for $250. I had, my conscience was so bad, the next time she took me down, I went down there with them, I put it back. I can't do that because I believe God will make pain.
Now that wasn't recent, was it, Dr. Jarvis?
$2.50 bracelet. This was like 99 years ago.
Oh, okay. We didn't know if you needed it. Engaged attorney Stan Jackson services, you know.
That was as a child.
All right, we got our attorney general back, Attorney Jackson. Go ahead. You were breaking up, but we definitely want, we're on edge to hear what your commentary is on the murder trial of our dear brother George Floyd.
Okay, so I'm going to quickly go over the charges if everyone's not familiar with them. Chauvin was charged with second-degree murder. Second-degree murder is causing the death of a human being without the intent to cause the death while committing or attempting to commit another felony. Some other places, it's considered felony murder. Third-degree murder is unintentional causing someone's death by committing an act that is imminently dangerous to other persons while exhibiting a depraved mind with reckless disregard for human life. Okay? And then the next charge is second-degree manslaughter. Manslaughter is a culpable negligence where a person creates an unreasonable risk and consciously takes a chance of danger or great bodily harm to someone else.
Okay.
So those three charges, clearly the one that I think probably sits aligned with what actually happened is second-degree murder. Second-degree murder, once again, is causing the death of another while attempting to commit a felony. And I believe in this case, the excessive force and the assault of Mr. Floyd was the felony, and it resulted in his death, right? The jury is going to have to look at that. We can go to the next one, the third-degree murder. Third-degree murder is basically being negligent, doing something that that results in the murder of someone, but you weren't intent you weren't intending to cause grave danger or harm, right? Being that you're kneeling on him, you thought you were, you know, the evidence that the defense attorney would have to put forward to even get to that point was that he was kneeling on him, on his neck for, you know, 9 minutes plus, thinking that this wouldn't harm wouldn't harm Floyd. So I think it's going to be, and you know, obviously the least is second degree manslaughter, which is, you know, you took an unreasonable risk. And that means, you know, I don't think that kneeling on someone is, an ordinary or prudent person necessarily believe that kneeling on someone would cause a death, but this person is saying they can't breathe. So I think that for us as a community, a second degree manslaughter charge, a conviction on that, you know, a finding of guilty, I think would be not necessarily a win for our community. I think the message needs to go across that we will not tolerate excessive force from officers in situations like this, and I think that murder, the second degree murder charge would be appropriate. What do I think the jury's going to do in this particular situation after listening to the evidence? I believe that personally, we're probably going to be somewhere in the middle at third degree murder.
Okay. Do you not happen to know what the penalty is for that?
I do not know exactly what the penalty in Minnesota is.
Right. Every state is different. I don't know. Does Ohio have third degree murder, Attorney Jackson? I don't know that. Does Ohio have third degree murder? Or do we just have negligent homicide?
We have negligent homicide.
That's what I remember. That's what I thought. So what's the, just for conversation's sake, what's the penalty for negligent homicide in the state of Ohio?
Negligent homicide in the state of Ohio is 1 to 3. Negligent homicide is 1 to 8 years. 2 to 8, I'm sorry.
Wow. 2 to 8. 2 to 8 years. Felony 2. Well, I'll tell you, I hopefully it gets more than that. So we'll be watching. I tell you, attorney, that if this jury doesn't come back with a guilty verdict, there's going to be riot in the street for weeks, and I just hope they understand how important their decision, it will impact all of us, not only the people in Minnesota, but it will impact the entire nation and world today, what they're deciding. It's much going beyond the state of Minnesota, and I hope they do not take that their job lightly at all. So now, attorney, can you give us a... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sure, I'm listening. Considering the closing, it was, most people would think it was excessive, but I think the prosecutor wanted to make sure that he used that time to make sure that the jury understood exactly what the charges were, more importantly, how those facts played into those charges and how they can fit those two together to come up with their decision.
Right. Now, are there any updates you have on that you can share? You know, I know that sometimes you can't share information because of proprietary reasons, but are there any anything that you can share with us and that's happening in the legal field that our community needs to know?
Sure. In our community and in most communities throughout the country, we're dealing with excessive force police issues. We're dealing with voter suppression issues. I know I said this last week, but I'm going to repeat it. We've got a great opportunity to put great jurists, attorneys, progressive attorneys into the federal bench so that when these types of cases go before federal judges, they are treated fairly. And so,
right.
Once again, Senator Brown has been tasked with the obligation to put together a commission, which is meeting. I'm sorry, it looks like.
Wow.
But we have those three.
Yeah, we got to come up.
All
right. We're coming on to the break. You can stay one more segment, can't you, attorney?
Sure.
All right. We're going to come back to issues of people in the community. Dr. Jarvis, are you there?
Yes, I'm here for a minute, and I will. Yes, thanks for tuning into the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. We have, as our pastor calls him, as labeled him as our general attorney. Thanks for being here, Attorney Stan, and informing us about what's going on regarding the trial. This is WERE 1490, Cleveland Clergy's Coalition, 1490 AM on the dial. You're welcome to call in the area code 216-578-1490, where we, the Radio 1 Urban Community, has served the black community for over 40 years. Get on board and advertise with the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. We'll be back in a minute.
Up, yo, I'm finally getting some money back with my refund check this year. I'm thinking about going to grab a new flat screen.
Boy, with that car you driving right there, you need to get a new ride with that check. And if you head over to North Coast Auto Mall, you'll still have enough money left for that big screen TV.
Money for both? I ain't get that much money back, huh?
Oh, yes, you can, boy. It's only 99 cents down. Just call 1-800-NEXT-CAR. That's 1-800-N-E-X-T-C-A-R. They'll work with any credit situation. You can get a Toyota or a Tahoe, a Buick or a Beamer, all for what it'll cost for a pack of bubble gum. 99 cents.
Where they at again?
North Coast Auto Mall has three locations in Palmer, Akron, on the Bedford Auto Mile, each with prices better than the other. And we're talking one of the largest inventories of vehicles in Northeast Ohio. They got something for everybody. Even if the bank account is low or if that credit score is terrible, North Coast Auto Mall deals with everybody. It all starts by calling 1-800-NEXT-CAR.
99 cents down. For example, amount finance equals 9,000. APR rate 24.9. 48 monthly payments of $297.01 upon approved credit.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show. The most funny in the morning. It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
On the next Ricky Smiley Morning Show, Dr. Anthony Fauci calls in. And Gary got that celebrity tea in Kahlua the other day and is talking out Tuesday with licensed professional counselor Yanetta Spring. Plus, Jeff Johnson got three things that you need to know. All that and more Tuesday on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on News Talk 1490 WERE and streaming live at NewsTalkCleveland.com.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
1490 WERE, Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3 Cleveland, an Urban One radio station, minority controlled and operated, and serving the African American community for over 40 years.
All right, we're back to Issues, the People of the Community. I'm your host, Pastor Aaron Phillips, Senior Pastor of the Shrouds Baptist Church, and Executive Director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. I'm joined today, as we hopefully will be every third Monday, by our Attorney General, Attorney Stan Jackson, has given us great insights. Stan, thank you for joining us today. Now, before we go any further, because we always wait to the end, let's not do that this time. If somebody has a civil rights case, or any case for that matter, how do they contact the Cochran Law Firm?
If someone needs to contact a Cochran Law Firm for auto trucking accidents, medical malpractice, police excessive force, or civil rights issues, you can give us a call, or regular personal injury issues, you can give us a call at 216-333-3333, or you can call us at 1-800-THE-FIRM, or you can get on our website, which is CochranFirmCleveland.com, or you can reach us at Cochran Firm Cleveland on Facebook, Cochran Firm on IG.
Oh, wow. Okay. Boy, that's good. I'm glad we did that early so we can get all that information. There's no reason, no excuse why you shouldn't be able to get in contact with Attorney Stan Jackson. Attorney, can you give us your perspective about this proposed bill? We got to have some state representatives come on in the next segment, but we would love to hear your take on House Bill 22.
So House Bill 22 is set up in a way that will not allow individuals to record officers, potentially record officers, while they're in the midst of a traffic stop. For us, that is detrimental, highly detrimental to when it comes to civil rights cases and other cases that involve police oversight. And but not for you know, videotaping via your phone or cell phone or other cameras. Many cases, such as the George Floyd case, would not exist. We know in the past that, but not for these cameras, we've kind of leveled the playing field to some extent, given us an opportunity to be able to see what happens in those situations. Because unfortunately, a lot of times, the officers' personal cameras, on their body cameras, don't work or they malfunction, or access to them is not given, and so. We need brave people who see something to record it, and we need for that to continue to be an acceptable thing in Northeast Ohio. So House Bill 22 looks to directly affect that. We believe that this is a direct hit on holding officers and public officials accountable, and we believe that this cannot continue to move forward. It is detrimental to the light years of how we've come forward in police oversight. We're still not where we need to be, but I can guarantee you without these cameras and without this ability to be able to record, we're going to be set back, 40 years in the fight for justice.
Right. I agree. And can you imagine not being able to have videotape of the what's the case of Franklin? Is that this young man's name who was shot on West 25th?
Yes.
Yeah, just imagine if we couldn't have that videotape from that. And there's a number of cases that we go back to, and I'm so glad that we are leading this fight. Reverend Anthony Smalls, the president of East Cleveland Concerned Pastors, been instrumental in bringing all the churches together across the state of Ohio, because we knew this was going to happen. We had one case, so I'm going to get that to you as soon as possible, so you can know exactly what we're doing. And we're going to go down in buses on this Thursday. If you want to go with us, you can call me at 216-889-7844, 216-889-7844. If you want to catch a ride to Columbus with Pastor Phillips, you're more than welcome to come and join us. So we appreciate you. We're going to meet at the church at 8 o'clock. I meet at the church. So I'm going to be there with bells on, with my boots on, and be ready to march on the steps of the Capitol, because we're marching for what's just and for what's right. We're not marching against anything. We're marching for something. And we believe that many people have not taken the vaccine, and many people don't want to. I think that we have not had this problem, you know. It's like almost, Attorney Jackson, that we got a solution looking for a problem. We have not had any kind of issues with destruction or anything like that to violate any current laws while they're even while they're there. So I really appreciate you taking the time out to talk about that. Now, you got any other updates that you can give us for on the upcoming cases that you have, information that you can share?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Well, we greatly appreciate you standing. Let's give that number out, 216-333-3333. That's a Cochran Law Firm. If you need a lawyer, you matter of fact, you have to call me directly, because all I'm going to do, I get a lot of that sometimes, as you know, Attorney Jackson, people will call me for a recommendation. Well, I'm going to say you can call him directly, Attorney Stan Jackson, 216-889-7844, 216-889-7844. And we greatly appreciate you coming on our broadcast today and just informing us and standing on the wall. We need good young attorneys who can fight the good fight of faith. And you're not afraid. I will tell you, this brother is not afraid of anybody. So you want a fighter. You got one in attorney Stan Jackson. He is a great fighter. And he's fighting for justice, he's fighting for equality, and he's fighting for us to have our fair shake. And we thank you for all of your hard work. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Anything, any closing remarks you want to make, Attorney Jackson, before we let you go?
The only thing I'd like to say is, I love Cleveland. I love the community. I appreciate all of our constituents and residents in Northeast Ohio. Stay safe. Get vaccinated. It's an important thing to do. We got to make sure we do our part. More importantly, if you or a loved one has been injured in an auto or trucking accident, had an issue with medical malpractice, maybe has some issues with civil rights, please give us a call. Mm-hmm. Number is 216-333-3333 or 1-800-THE-FIRM. Cochran Firm is here for you. Let us work for you the Cochran way.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. We got that info. You contact if you got a problem. You don't have to talk. I don't mind you calling me for my recommendation, but it's going to be the same every time. Attorney Stan Jackson. So you can just bypass calling me and call him directly. He is fantastic, and he supports our community, and we are behind him 150%. I appreciate you so much, Attorney Jackson, and we thank God that you're doing such a marvelous, marvelous work.
Thank you, Pastor Phillips.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you.
All right. Appreciate you. Hopefully, we're going to get to the other to connect to someone at least once a month. We got to hear from our Attorney General. We're going to sign off now. We're going to come back, Leo. We're going to have Stephanie House, our representative here in Cleveland, Ohio, and well as Juanita Brent. They're the other two legislators who are leading the charge to beat back House Bill 22. Thank you for tuning in. It's an issue of the people in the community. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips. You'll hear from us after this break. Fighting unseen enemies like never before. We're waging war. Anoint my head. Oh, yeah. Anoint my feet. Celebrate God. Your angels raining down here on the battleground. For your glory. For your glory. We're taking territory. Fighting unseen enemies.
NewsTalkCleveland.com.
This is Al Jones, boxing enthusiast. Tune in to In the Ring with Al Jones, Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern on 1490 WERE. We will be bringing you the best in boxing with up-and-coming amateurs, hot prospects, current champions, and the legends of the game. Don't forget, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern, In the Ring with Al Jones.
In this one small world that we share together,
there's still a lot of good things that we can share.
We can share hope.
We can share laughter.
We can share healing.
We can share ideas.
We can share inspiration.
We can share encouragement.
We can share joy.
We can share love.
We can share the message that together we can beat this.
Because together we are one.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
1490 WERE Traffic.
Good evening. This traffic update sponsored by Unbound.org. Looking at the roads one last time for your ride home, East Shoreway inbound, you'll find a crash blocking the right lane after East 200th Street. And if you're going southbound 71, there's an accident blocking the right lane after 90. and Summit eastbound 76, the earlier accident at Britton Road has been cleared. If you're going westbound on the turnpike in Summit, you'll find an accident after 77 causing some delays. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org. I'm Lorenzo Ware on Cleveland's News Talk 1490 WERE AM, the People Station.
All right, we're back. The Issues, the People and Community. I'm still your host, Pastor Aaron Phillips, senior pastor of the Sure House Baptist Church, 113 18 Miles Avenue. Best place to be on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. We are also on Facebook Live. You can check us out on our Facebook Live page, Sure House Baptist Church Facebook Live, and you can find us there. I'm so grateful for this platform that we can still be able to do ministry in the midst of this pandemic. Well, we have one of the greatest legislatures of all time on the line with us, my dear friend and great leader, State Representative Stephanie House. Are you there, Representative House?
Hi, good afternoon, Pastor Phillips. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. I don't know if they broadcasted the Saturday meeting, but let me tell my radio audience, if you had a chance to check out Saturday, they have a great meeting at Second Ebenezer Baptist Church, which was led by this wonderful young lady, Stephanie House. She is informative, she is intelligent, and she is humble. And I really, really support you and thank God for you. And you're fighting every day. I don't know if people realize that the State Representative House, if people realize how much you are fighting on our behalf on a daily basis. You got to go all the way to Columbus and deal with the folks. I remember one time Representative House, Reverend Kavanaugh said, he worked with George Voinovich. And he told me, he said, George Voinovich told him, just like this, Theo, there are some people down in Southern Ohio that don't even think black people are real. So I tell you, I think that was probably 40 years ago. And I'm sure that's still true today. So help us. I know you're on a short list, a short time period. So help us with understanding House Bill 22 and what are our next steps.
Pastor Phillips, so thank you so much for inviting me to join you and your listeners this evening. Basically, what House Bill 22 does, it actually expands the office, the offense of obstruction justice. And so it will basically criminalize like failure to follow a lawful order from a law enforcement officer, diverting their attention away, taunting an officer, annoying an officer. These are the things that House Bill 22 is looking to further criminalizing individuals, as well as you could potentially get a felony as a result of that. And the problem with that, or the problem with this, is that, we know things of annoying and taunting can be subjective. It's not objective. You see what I'm saying? And we're already dealing with a mm-hmm. situation where people know that there are biases within, the law enforcement, the criminal justice system, altogether. And so to further put in or try to pass legislation that is so broad and vague, we know that there will continue to be a desperate impact when it comes to black and brown communities. And so really doing our due diligence as legislators to talk about this bill. The bill has had three hearings thus far. One in February, two in March. The fourth hearing is coming up this upcoming Thursday, April 22nd at 11 a.m., and that's with the Criminal Justice Committee. So that's kind of some of the stuff that's going on right now.
All right, and we're going to come down there. We're bringing our van. If you want to ride with us to protest and stand up against this crazy bill that wants us to make it illegal to film the police when they're doing something, period, but especially when they're doing something they have no business, we call that negative. And I tell you that we are so privileged to have you on the front line of this issue to explain this to us. Now, tell us, is this the last time it's going to be in this committee? Are we at that point?
When it comes to bills being in a committee, as of yet on the agenda, it did not say that this bill is up for a vote, but it's just a fourth hearing for the bill. And that was at least that was the information as of Friday. But if there are individuals who are interested, who would like to testify in person, or people that would like to have a written testimony, what you can do is email the Criminal Justice Committee at ohiohouse.gov. Again, that's Criminal Justice Committee at ohiohouse.gov and rep22@ohiohouse.gov to have your testimony. For people who would like to testify in purpose, you will have to complete a witness slip, and you can get the witness slip online if you go under the ohiohouse.gov website and you go to the Criminal Justice Committee. You will be able to find the witness form and also get that submitted, but it's important to make sure you have that information submitted by Wednesday, April 21st at 11 a.m. It has to be just done 24 hours for the chairman of the committee to recognize it and give people that opportunity to make it a part of the record.
Okay, that's terrific. Thank you for that. And we got that information. We're going to post it on our website. I'm going to definitely send my statement over tomorrow, and we really appreciate you coming. Now, so you'll be there on Thursday, Representative House? Uh-oh, I might have lost her. I think she's going to be there. We're going to come by and visit her office.
I will be in Columbus. We do have session on Thursday. I do not sit on the Criminal Justice Committee, but I'll be more than happy, to help people out.
Okay. Well, that is terrific. And thank you. I know that you've got another meeting, that you're doing so much good work, and I really adore and admire you and appreciate what you continue. Now, you continue to fight for our committee. I'm going to, since you've got to go, we're going to pass the baton to State Representative Brent, your counterpart. You all,
okay,
just, I tell you, I was so impressed with you all both. And I just think, all right, I just thank God for you and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
I'll see you on Thursday. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, all right.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, we got State Representative Juanita Brent is on. She was
thank you, Reverend Fellows.
Representative Brent. Oh, well, thank you for having me. You are always endeared yourself to, I've endeared yourself to me, and I really love what you said the other day on Saturday. I was just talking to State Representative House. You all did a fantastic job, and you said, before I was in legislature, I was a community organizer. And that's what I'm still doing that. And I really appreciate you. Absolutely right. When you talk about grassroots, we got to have grassroots. And so she was telling us, explain to us one more time, how do we connect with our statement if we want to testify on Thursday?
So if you want to testify on Thursday, we're going to have you just send it directly to the chairman's office, which is Chairman LeRae. His email, his direct email is rep77@ohiohouse.gov. You have
Let's
to make
that
sure
one more time.
It's rep77@ohiohouse.gov.
That's hey, Lady Red, make sure you're getting that, Lady Red. Go right ahead, Juanita. I'm one of our listeners.
No problem. That's the chairman of the Criminal Justice Committee. You got to make sure you send it to him.
Okay. And who else should we include? There was is that the vice chairman you said on Saturday that we to
establish the
protocol?
The ranking member. So the ranking member, his email is rep22@ohiohouse www.cdc.gov. So I'll start from the beginning. You're going to send the original email to the chairman, and his email is rep77@ohiohouse.gov. And you're also going to send it to the ranking member on Criminal Justice Committee, and his email is rep22@ohiohouse.gov. So lucky number 77 and 22.
That's 22 with it. It's House Bill 22.
Yes.
State Representative Brent, help us. Can you email me? I loved your newsletter. You said, did I get one? I said, oh, of course, I got it right here. But I want to be able to email that newsletter to all of our clergy network, and I don't want to, you know, scan it. Can you email that to the Cleveland Clergy Coalition? And we want to be on your mailing list. Thank you. Again, I love how you keep us informed about what's happening. You're writing a newsletter to your constituency so they can always know what's happening. And I that's just wonderful. God bless you.
No problem.
So we'll look forward to that. Now, you will be there as well. Is that right?
Yes. So I look forward to having everyone who's able to come to Columbus. You can get a Greyhound ticket for $11 if you get it early. I think if you get on the day of, I think it's $17. It's really cheap. If not, Reverend Phillips has transportation. But if you're not coming from Cleveland and from other parts of the states, it's really cheap.
That's right.
On the bus.
That's right. Yeah, now if we're in Cleveland, because we do have listeners all over, but for Cleveland, you can meet us on Thursday morning at 8 o'clock through at 113 18 Miles Avenue, and we're going to take our van, and we're going to have a driver. We're going to go right down there and get our protest on. 216-889-7844 is my personal number, or you can also call the coalition number at 216-333-1827. State Representative Britt, we thank God for you. Is there anything else you need to make sure we add to this?
We just have to make sure that people are just staying completely aware of what's going on at the State House. And there are four bills in total that are all very similar. That's going to make it harder for people to express their voice.
Hey, Representative, I got one question I want to ask you. Can you stay on for about five more minutes after we come back?
No problem.
Okay, thank you. You're listening to The People, Issues in the Community. I'm your host, Pastor Aaron Phillips. We'll be right back after this break, 30 minutes of uninterrupted hot sauce. Give us a call, 216-578-1490, 216-578-1490.
For your glory, we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before. We're waging war.
Anoint my head, anoint my feet,
celebrating God.
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management. 1490 WERE Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3 Cleveland, an Urban One radio station, minority controlled and operated, and serving the African American community for over 40 years.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
News Talk 1490 WERE Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3 Cleveland. This is a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
All right. We're back to Issues, the People and the Community. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips. I'm still Pastor Aaron Phillips, your host. the pastor of the Sure House Baptist Church, as well as the executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. I am so proud and privileged to have one of our great legislators, the state legislature, on the line with me, State Representative Juanita Brent. And this, let's remind everybody, State Representative Brent, what area that you represent. I really only know Ward 1, but I know it's a lot bigger than that in Lawrenceville. Can you let this remind us?
Thank you, Reverend Phillips. So in House District 12, it's 10 cities. We go all the way out to Pepper Pike, Orange Village, Mayfield Heights, Bedford Heights, Warrensville, North Randall, Highland Hills, Maple Heights, and Cleveland Ward 1. So it's 10 cities, 135,000 people.
Wow. Wow. That's fantastic. Wow. That's huge. And we thank you for your hard work and what you're doing. I was just telling you before we got back on the air, I was on the telephone today with the Secretary of State. He had a Zoom call with this group he calls the Diversity and Inclusion, and Reverend Cavanaugh and I agreed to serve on it a few years ago. And he was bringing up, State Rep, that there's going to be a proposal for a voting rights bill or something. And of course, I got leery, so I wanted to make sure I should have mentioned to Stephanie, too, State Representative House as well. But I would like you to comment on that and tell us, give us some thoughts on what we may need to get ready to take some action there as well.
Thank you so much. And so, you know, every year we vote, no matter if it's for a local election, the state, federal. And so what is being put out there, that was something that was drafted by what we call our Legislative Service Commission. And for those at home, the Legislative Service Commission is basically lawyers that draft bill language for us. So all bills go through what we call LSC. So it was a leaked document that came from LSC of a voting rights bill. What's all included in the bill would include getting rid of ballot boxes, which are basically those big post office looking boxes that allows you to put, that allows you to put your early voting ballots in there. Also, it would enforce that if you wanted to vote by mail, you have to have two forms of identification, which is hard because most people barely have one. And currently if you want to vote, you only have to have your Social Security number. So your Social Security number and your address, your or the last digits of your identification card. So that will be eliminated. You have to have two forms of identification. Also within that, you also have to have, it would get rid of early vote on that Monday right before the election. So it brings a lot more suppressive actions that people won't be able to be as much as engaged, because requiring for people to have a state ID, at least, is a barrier within itself.
Yes, it is, and people don't understand that. Well, I certainly appreciate that. I asked specifically the Secretary if they're going to have some proposals that will be suppressive like they did in Georgia, and particularly I'm concerned about when the Secretary of State can actually change the outcome of a local election result. And this is how I know there was some funny business, State Representative Brent, because when I brought that up to him, you know what he said? He said he hadn't heard about that. Now, unless you're sleeping under a rock, you heard about that, especially if you're a Secretary of State. You have to know about that. But he claimed he hadn't heard that and that we wouldn't be doing anything like that. But just the fact that they didn't mention anything about having two IDs and anything like that. And I'm just curious to see the Secretary of State. He said he's communicating with legislatures there, but I wonder if he's communicating with all of the legislatures or just the legislatures from his party. Does he communicate with you all at all about these?
He hasn't communicated with us about any updating laws to voting rights at all. In my experience in working with the Secretary of State, he has tried to, it's been limited communication when there's been some type of pushback regarding a situation. But the information about this new Voting Rights Act did not come directly from the Secretary of State. It actually came from another member of the Republican caucus. So it came from another representative who actually made a statement out to the press. about the changes.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for that. And I'm going to connect with his office again tomorrow. And I got a couple of questions for him. But the first one I want to ask is, why haven't you talked to State Representative Juanita Brent about this? And why haven't you talked to State Representative Stephanie House about this? They are our representatives. You know, and you know what they like to do? And I want to call you Congresswoman Brent. But you know what they like to do? They like to divide and conquer our community. So he thinks that, you know, we can get some ministers on board and put them on some diversity and inclusion committee and talk to us about, you know, stuff that we will, that we can do that. We'll dress that up with that, and then we can run behind the scenes and pass legislation that is oppressive and suppressive to people in our community. And I really don't appreciate that. So I'm going to ask him, you know, you need to start having meetings. Just like here meeting with us, you can have diversity meetings with the state legislatures from the other party, because it's, I don't know who all's on the call. There's several people on the call, but I don't think most of us are Republicans at all. I know I'm not one. But I would tell you, we need to be concerned, because when they start bringing these laws, you correct me if I'm right or wrong, they start bringing these military laws, it's just a sliding scope of what else they have in mind for us. Is that true?
That's very true. And we've been fighting our whole life to make sure that everyone has access to the ballot, and so we can't not stop fighting.
Okay. We have a caller, but I'm not sure if it's a caller for you. Stay there. Caller, you're on the air. You have State Representative Juanita Britt on the line. You got a question for her. Caller, you there? Oh, my caller's gone. Okay,
hello?
Yes. Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Jeff Mixon. I'm actually a member of the Ohio Coalition to Stop House Bill 22 from becoming law in Ohio. And you know, Pastor Phillips, I just really want to thank you, Mr. Charles E. Bibb, Stephanie House, Juanita Brent, and all of the other state reps. In its closing arguments, and I'll make this quick. In its closing argument, the prosecutor told the jury to believe their eyes. The smartphone is without a doubt the MVP of the Black Lives Matter movement. That's why you're trying to take it away from us. And
thank God you all jumped on this
fast, because not only do we need to stop this, we need to educate the public, because I can imagine situations where a police is telling us something, and we figure since it's the police, we have to obey them. But it's clear
that's
unconstitutional. Right. And if the police tell you to give them your camera, we need to know that we don't have to give them our cameras. And I'm going to hang up and listen, but thank you.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Jeff Mixon. He was there on Saturday at that great event. You want to respond to that, State Representative Brent?
Just to follow up, I think for the community partners like Mr. Nixon, who are really working and, you know, engaging with the people to get more people engaged with just knowing what's going on, because just the right to be able to have a phone, you have the right to be able to use your camera to record whatever you want to record when it comes to particularly your interactions with police. We are seeing what's happening, and people are, you know, being killed by the police in broad daylight with a camera, and nothing's happening to these officers. So we have to protect ourselves as people, because, you know, people out here in the community. So everyone needs to be concerned about House Bill 22, everyone.
That's right. Everyone, and those of you who can, ride with us. It won't cost you a dime. The coalition is picking up the tab. We're going to have a driver, and we are going to have a nice van that you can ride. It's very comfortable. You pay for nothing. It won't cost you $11 or $17. It just costs you getting to Sure House Baptist Church, 11318 Miles Avenue. We want to leave by 8, right, State Representative, because it starts at 11. So it's about a 2.5-hour ride, and so we want to get there in time, and we want to be on time. And how will we know where to come? Can you answer that for me before you go? Because of the state capitol, every time I go, I don't go there like you do, but every time I go there, I'm always getting lost. So can you tell us about, like, what room is there? Do we already know that room that we're going to be in?
Yeah, so when you come down to the state house, we have parking. The first thing is just actually where park. There's actually parking underneath the state house, so you can get to the parking garage from State Road. You can go that way. And then once you actually get inside the actual building, the criminal justice committee room is going to be in room 122, which is on the first
122.
Floor.
122.
Yes. So you're going to go on the house side of the state house.
House side of the state house in room 122.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll remember that. And Lady Red, I know you're listening. Write that down. Lady Red listens vehemently and will make sure she's taking notes so we can have that accurate information. So go on the house side on the first floor, room 122, and we're going to be there. And I'm going to get my testimony over there to them today. So thank you so much again, State Representative Britt. We really appreciate you.
Well, thank you for having me, Reverend Phillips.
Okay. Have a great evening. I'll see you on Thursday.
See you Thursday.
Okay. All right. We're at Hot Sauce, uninterrupted. You can give us a call about this or anything else, 216-578-1490. We've got about 15 minutes, 216-578-1490. If you want to talk about anything we discussed today regarding the attorney Stan Jackson brought up or the trial of the murderer of George Floyd. And I love what Brother Mixon said. The prosecutor said, just believe your eyes. You don't have to hear a lot of other stuff. Just you know what you saw. And you don't let your somebody tell you had lying eyes. Because we all and across the world know exactly what we saw. And I thank you. If you want to give us a call, 216-578-1490, you can do that. Or if you want to discuss any other thing we talked about today, House Bill 22, call me now. If you want to go get on the road with us, I know Reverend Pamela Pinkney is going to come. I understand Mrs. Pamela Mason is going to ride with us. So we've got some people who are already signing up. All right. And we've got one of our great pastors on the line, and he's got we're doing vaccinations. So Pastor Walter Radcliffe of the Good Shepherd, Senior Pastor of the Good Shepherd Baptist Church. You're on the line there, my dear brother and friend.
Hello there, Pastor Phillips. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine. Doing just fine. One of the things that we've been pushing is to get the vaccinations to the churches so people can feel comfortable coming to the church to get vaccinated. And thank God for you. Good Shepherd has been selected and you got a vaccination day coming up. Give us that information so people can go and get vaccinated.
Absolutely. It's going to be this Saturday, April the 24th, from 10 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. at Good Shepherd Baptist Church. Our address is 170. Our address is 17822 Euclid Avenue, and that's in Cleveland. You have to enter from Torbenson. You have to enter from the Torbenson Street. You have to pre-register for this vaccine. It's the Moderna. And you can call our church. Anybody can call our church from 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock p.m. This week at area code 216-481-5444. Let me say that again. That's area code 216-481-5444. All this week from 9 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m.
That's right. That's right. Well, we appreciate that, and thank you for doing that. And please, ma'am and sir, if you need vaccination, this doesn't cost anything. And we believe in the vaccine. And Pastor Radcliffe, you have been fully vaccinated, correct?
I have, in fact, been fully vaccinated. Yes, I have. And I just want to share with people real quickly, I did have COVID, and it was probably the worst experience I've ever gone through in my life. I was sick from August of last year until I didn't fully recover until January of this year. And I am encouraging everyone that I know to get the vaccine. I am telling you, I have never been as sick in my life than when I caught COVID.
Well, Pastor Radcliffe, we're so glad that you're going to be out there on Saturday. And you know, Saturday, I'll come by there, but we're going to be doing that demonstration for vaccination at the greater, at 105, at 105 going down to Greater Abyssinia. And we're going to have hot dogs and music and DJs and speakers, and we're going to just get the word out. Already in our community, we're going to promoting the vaccine. We're going to take it to the streets. because this is not just for the church community. I want to really be clear. You don't have to be a member of Good Shepherd Baptist Church to call Good Shepherd to be vaccinated. Matter of fact, you don't even have to be a Christian, right, Pastor Redcliffe? You can be a Muslim.
Correct.
You can be an atheist. You can be anybody. You know, you don't have to. That's not a litmus test. We're just, our churches have always been on the front line of change and making sure we are taking care of our community. And that's the kind of pastor you are. So you wanted to make sure. And I remember when you talked to me, can we get the vaccine at Good Shepherd? I said, absolutely, you should be able to do that because you have a fantastic, beautiful facility that's some people like to say it's hidden in the corner. It's not hidden. It's just placed perfectly. You just got to know how to get there. That's right. I'll tell you, you have a beautiful, beautiful building. Hey, Pastor Redcliffe, even though you never let me come to your pulpit yet, but you've got a beautiful building.
Wait a minute, Pastor. Let me defend myself. Oh, we've had on a couple of occasions to really speak to us about things that were going on in the community. Let me remind you.
You sure did. I forgot about it. You certainly did. You're absolutely right. Thank you for correcting me. I sure did. I did. I remember that. Just a beautiful facility.
Let me share this with you. That it's our understanding that this won't be the only time that we will be doing this. We will be probably getting some more information in the future, again, about us being a vaccine site. So I'm thankful for that, number one. Number two, I just want to let the community know that Pastor Phillips is the president of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, and you are doing a fantastic job, not only with the coalition, but all of the different pastoral coalitions, bringing them together and getting us all on one page, on one accord for this.
Yes, sir.
For this matter, because like you said, this is not a religious matter about the COVID vaccine. This is not a political matter. This is a health matter for our entire community, our entire city, our entire nation, the entire world. So I want to let the world know, the listening world know, how great of a job you are doing.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Redcliffe. I appreciate that.
And yes, I'm going to get you over to preach.
I was just kidding. I really appreciate you, Pastor Redcliffe, and I thank God for your leadership and most of all for your friendship. You have been a dear friend to me since I've been in this city, and I really appreciate you. I love you, brother. Even before you was the pastor at Shepherd, you've always looked out for me. And when you was in Shaker Heights, it's a good brother. I'll tell you, you can't ask for a better good brother than Pastor Walter Redcliffe. And boy, you preached yourself happy on the seven last words. You cleaned that right up. Them folks said, we didn't know Pastor Redcliffe could preach. I said, that's why I had him on, so y'all can hear him. He's a preacher now. So thank you for doing that for us.
Thank you for the invitation. And again, I love you so much. You are such a good brother and a blessing to the community. The people, you know, you're the what do they call that expression? You are the probably the best known secret in Cleveland, Ohio, because of all the things that you do.
right. You're right. I understand why you say that. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
All roads lead. If you need vaccination,
Pardon me? Absolutely.
I just want to remind people, if you need vaccination, let's give them that number again. This Saturday, Good Shepherd Baptist Church, give them that address and telephone number one more time before you go.
Okay, it's 17822 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. We're on the hill. The parking lot entrance is on the street Torbenson. You enter from Torbenson, but the address is 17822 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. We'll be there. Actually, as I'm looking at the flyer, it says from 9 o'clock. I said 10 originally, but the flyer is saying from 9 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. So let me correct that. 9 o'clock a.m., 3 o'clock p.m., and you can register by calling area code 216-481-5444. When you get the voicemail, it's going to say, or the answering machine is going to say, either push extension 10 or 20, either extension 10 or extension 20, and then you can register that way. So that's area code 216-481-5444 this Saturday April the 24th, Good Shepherd Baptist Church. Absolutely.
We'll be there. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Ratcliffe, and you have a great evening. We'll see you on Saturday.
Pastor, one more correction. I'm looking at the flyer again. I am sorry. It is actually, yes.
No problem.
The vaccine is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., but during the course of the week, you can register by phone from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Gotcha. Right.
I sent you, I emailed you an official copy of that flyer.
Okay. All right. I got that information. Got your picture on it as a perfect flyer when you got the shot of you're giving the Moderna. To let people know this is the Moderna. This is the two shot, and it's gonna work. It's good for you. That's the one I have as well. Thank you, Pastor Ratcliffe. Right. You have a great evening, and I will see you on Saturday.
God bless you, sir.
Okay, we have on the line a coordinator for the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, my dear friend and brother, Reverend Dr. Pastor C. Vincent Berry, Senior Pastor of the Christian Fellowship Baptist Church right here in Cleveland, Ohio. Pastor Berry, are you there?
Dr. Phillips, I know it's late. I didn't want to let this day pass. I'm sure you've already discussed it. I was on a phone call, conference call in Houston, and I wanted to, let me get off the side. I got to get to my friend, and City of Cleveland, Dr. Jarvis, to remind everybody on the 24th, this Saturday at 12 noon, all roads lead to Superior and 106th Street, where we have a demonstration for the vaccination. And we will have hot dogs and giving away food and all that, a parade down 105th. And so I know I don't have much time, but I just want to get that in before you there on today and remind everybody about that. And certainly we hope you will be there, big number Cleveland, and the pastors and members and all of you to connect with our neighborhood to let them know we're not going to be involved with churches. We're involved with whosoever will. We want them to get vaccinated on this year. God bless you, Pastor Phillips. Thank you for that few moments.
Thank you, sir. No, thank you, Pastor Berry, for all the hard work you're doing, getting the word out. Demonstration for vaccination this Saturday, May 105. We're going to march down the streets and bring awareness to our community to take the shot. Take the shot. Take the shot. And if you have any questions or concerns, you can call us at 216-333-1827. 216-333-1827. Go ahead, Pastor Berry.
You already said what I was going to say. You don't have to wait till Saturday to get registered. You can get registered starting today or tomorrow, 313-333-1827. Don't wait till the last minute. Go ahead and get it. Don't wait until you get sick. Pastor Phillips, I had a friend of mine said he wasn't going to get vaccinated, and now I've discovered he is positive for COVID-19. We don't want that to happen to anybody else. Go ahead
We
don't want you to have a testimony. We want you to have a preventive care. And so we want you to do
that. Sir.
And so that you can be free and feel more comfortable with getting back to normal, as you know we all want to do. God bless you, Reverend Phillips. Thank you for so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for coming up. All right. Pastor Berry is helping us, making sure we're getting the word out about the demonstration, vaccination for demonstration, this coming Saturday at noon. Asking everyone to be there. And we have some sites. Second Ebenezer Baptist Church is going to have a vaccination site. If you need to be vaccinated, Second Ebenezer is on 1881 East 71st Street. They're scheduled to have their vaccination shots on the 22nd. So that's a Thursday. So while we're in Columbus, they're going to be giving vaccinations out. You can call the coalition number to register 216-333-1827. 216-333-1827. The senior pastor of Second Ebenezer Baptist Church is Reverend Dr. A.L. Owens, along with his co-pastor, his son, Bishop Brandon Owens. We want to make sure we're there on Thursday, the 22nd, from 10 to 3. They have the Moderna shot, and we'll be distributing out to people. Everybody knows where Second Ebenezer is. We were just there this past Saturday with Brother Senior Charlie Bibb. as we were talking about and discussing House Bill 22. And let me give a praise report as well. I was at Temple Baptist Church yesterday where their illustrious pastor, Reverend Dr. Cedric Beal, and they had about 175 people who got vaccinated at Temple Baptist Church right there on Noble Road on yesterday, right after church. So some of you may have seen the news story about Temple being a place for vaccination sites. That's what we're doing. We want to utilize our church building, our resources, that we can utilize our resources to help and build up our community. So that's why we're doing it, because we believe in it. We want to keep our community safe from hurt, harm, and danger. So thank you, Pastor Cedric Beal and the Temple Baptist Church family, for being on the front lines and giving out those vaccinations. It was there joining with CARE Alliance and the National Guard. It was well organized, practiced social distancing, took people's temperature, and got people vaccinated. So we just thank God for his leadership and his work at the Temple Baptist Church, my dear friend and brother, Reverend Dr. Cedric Beal. If you've got a vaccination site, I know Holy Trinity is getting a site together on the south side of Cleveland. So when we have that information, we're going to roll that out as well. And we want to tell everybody in Lottie Dottie, get vaccinated. Take the shot. That's why we're demonstrating this Saturday. You all want to miss this demonstration. This Saturday at high noon, we're going to march down the streets. And this, of course, this great idea came out of the intelligent, great mind of all of our dear leader and my mentor, Reverend Dr. E.T. Kavanagh. So we thank God for Reverend Kavanagh's leadership and saying, hey, let's tell the community by having a march. We march about everything else. Let's march for the vaccination. I said, Reverend, that's brilliant. And we could absolutely, and we're going to do that. And that's what we're doing. I got flyers out. And we're coming to get it on this Saturday at noon. All road leads to there, to 105 and Superior. We're going to march like we never marched before and say, take the shot, take the shot. Let's take this shot and get our community healthy again. We don't want anybody to, there's a lot of stories out there. You're going to hear testimonies from people who recovered from COVID, like you heard from Pastor Radcliffe, and you're going to hear testimonies of people who died from COVID, like Pastor Barry has just stated. So you want to be there this coming Saturday, noon, 105 in Superior. We're going to have hot dogs, music, and fun, and we're going to tell our community, let's take the shot, y'all. Let's take the shot. Cleveland, we appreciate you being here. We're here every Monday from 5 to 6:30. God bless you, Cleveland, and have a great week.
Send your angels raining down here on the battleground. For your glory, we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before. We're waging war.
Anoint my head.
Oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet.
Celebrate
God.
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
1490 WERE Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3 Cleveland, an Urban One radio station, minority controlled and operated, and serving the African American community for over 40 years.
In many countries.